Kiss 95.1. Catching cheaters. Damn. With the War of the Roses.
Lexi's with us because, Lexi, you think your girlfriend Robin is cheating on you?
I think that she might be, or that she has the potential to, and I'm a little worried about it.
Now, you say the potential, quote unquote, but I feel like everybody had, at some point, might have the potential to cheat. There's got to be something that sticks out in your mind.
I'm her first lesbian relationship. I've always been gay.
But you're her first girlfriend.
Right. So, like, we spent the 4th on Lake Norman on a friend's boat. There were a bunch of other lesbians on the boat, and when she wasn't with me, she was definitely talking to guys, and she just didn't seem to be very interested in even, you know. I know that she also has an ex-boyfriend that she's kind of close to, and...
Okay, so...
Do you think maybe she's kind of wavering?
She may be bisexual. Do you know... I mean, have you asked her?
That's true.
If she's bisexual? But now, that doesn't make it okay for her to flirt with other people.
No.
But, you know, maybe she still likes men. Hmm. So you think she might be cheating on you with another guy, and that's why you want us to help you out.
Right.
Okay. All right, Lexi, we'll find out.
And we're going to dial up the number. Here we go.
Hello?
Hey there, I'm looking for Robin, please.
Yeah, this is she.
Hi, Robin. My name is Michelle. I'm calling from Flowers for You. We're an online gift company, and I have your name and number here from our buy one, get one promotion. Congratulations. One of your friends ordered a dozen red roses, and they referred you to get a beautiful, romantic dozen of red roses for your own to send.
Okay.
There's no charge to you. I just need a name of somebody that you would think you'd want to send, and I can get the rest of the information in just a moment. We just ask that you tell somebody about our services.
Okay, I think I know who I want to send flowers to.
Okay, and what's their name?
You can send them to Chris.
Okay. Is Chris a boyfriend?
Kind of like an ex-boyfriend.
Okay, so should I keep this a romantic card, Robin?
You can, yeah, because I want to kind of say sorry for being, like, distant. And that my life's been a little, like, complicated at the moment.
All right.
So hopefully these can be, like, reconnecting flowers.
So what would you like to put on this card?
Just say, Chris, I'm so sorry for my distance. I'm figuring things out. I would like to get back together.
I knew it. I'm wasting my time with you. I knew you were a damn college lesbian. I knew it.
That's not really fair.
Oh, Robin, I'm guessing that you realize that that's Lexi on the phone, your girlfriend.
Yeah.
You're on War of the Roses on the Mani, Rory, and Lorraine Morning Show.
Okay. So there are no free flowers.
There are not.
No.
We
need to know who Chris is. And like Roy said, I want to follow up on what's a college lesbian, Lexi?
Someone who's just kind of experimenting and playing and, you know, being a child about it.
Okay.
I ask you repeatedly.
You know that sexuality is, like, confusing, and I'm going through something.
Oh, yeah.
I think you're fully aware.
Yeah, I'm fully aware that you're a liar and a cheater.
Do you want to be with Chris?
I mean, obviously you said you wanted to get back together.
So
yeah, that's what that means.
So clearly you don't want to pursue things.
I mean, I think I tried it because I was confused and, wanted to experiment and know for sure, but I think I'm straight. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, Lexi.
So, Robin, if you were having these feelings, why wouldn't you just tell Lexi that you were having them?
Repeatedly.
I was going to tell her.
Oh, you were going to tell me?
I mean, I really just had to figure out things for myself. I mean, honestly, I wasn't expecting for somebody to ask me to send flowers to people today. I mean, I wasn't going to send them to Lexi because I know that things are, like, done between us.
You know things are done.
You need to grow
Maybe
up.
You could have let Lexi in on that.
Yeah, I don't think she knew. Okay,
had conversations. I asked you directly about Chris. I asked you about your sexuality. I asked you if you thought that you were experimenting. None of this could have come up. It precisely what I asked you.
And I have it written down that you guys have been together for almost a year. That's a long experimentation phase. You know, it seems like to me, if I was Lexi, I would think that I'm in a serious relationship at that point. And I think Lexi has every right to think that. So to hear maybe you say, you know, I was just experimenting, that...
It's not really fair.
I know. I was really wrong with me. I guess I was leading her on.
You should have been up front.
I should have been more up front.